If you're a regular listener to our experimental stereophonic broadcast, you'll know that we begin each one with some directions for setting up and adjusting your equipment.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Man has evolved. Radio has evolved.
We'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is reaching you.
And now, the future has evolved.
Heralds the launch of a new generation of radio receivers, which will allow you to bathe in crystal clear, acne-free sound.
For night people, the best sounds are here.
Broadcasting via the Astra satellite to 49 million homes in Europe.
Exclusively on digital radio. Broadcasting.
The future is now. Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's worst program.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend. This is Ross Rader from Random Bytes, syndicasting not really live from www.byte.org in Toronto, Canada for October 31st, 2004. Happy Halloween and happy almost election day. It's certainly Halloween in this neighborhood. I went out for a bike ride this afternoon to take back some slightly, and I stress the word slightly, overdue library books. And I was just amazed at how much our neighborhood had done as far as decorations and pumpkins and just to completely festooning the boulevards with a little bit of holiday spirit. I'm really actually looking forward to see what happens at Christmas time. I guess I'm a little bit sensitive to the community involvement thing because we've spent the last 10 years in a couple of different apartments and condo complexes, and for instance, I can't remember the last time a kid came dressed up in a costume to our door saying trick or treat. It may have happened once or twice, but it's definitely was the exception, not the norm. So it's certainly just great. I'm really excited to be in a neighborhood where this stuff is taken seriously. It's certainly a lot more fun. And of course, having my wife running around the house this morning dressed up as a witch before she went to work was certainly added to that. So definitely looking forward to seeing the little kids coming by and doing my part to make their evening a little bit of fun. Coming up this week, it's going to be a busy one for me. I'm flying out on Tuesday morning to San Jose, flying into San Francisco actually, and then I'll probably hop on the BART or something to get down to ISPCon. It's a big conference for internet service providers and web hosters, something that I try and get to as often as possible. And then right after that, actually, is the BloggerCon event at Stanford. That should be an interesting one if you're at all interested in the intersection between web blogs and audio. Adam Curry, the quote-unquote leader of the podcasting revolution, is going to be leading a discussion on the subject, and there's also apparently two tables set aside at dinner to allow those of like minds to get together and continue that discussion. I'm not likely going to be actually doing any pod broad syndicasting from BloggerCon itself, mainly because I'm going to be so burnt out from, or expect to be totally burnt out from ISPCon. Certainly the case that between Tuesday and Friday, I've got to get myself in front of several thousand ISPs and web hosting companies and get them exposed to what's going on with Skydasher. And I would also love to try a podcast or two from there as well. It's certainly the case that a lot of the people that I look up to are definitely going to be at that event. And if I can get a microphone in front of their face and get them to say something intelligent, I think it would be a great way to expand the depth of what's being talked about in the podcast universe. It's certainly the case that ISPs, web hosters, etc. are run by some of the biggest geeks on the planet, and I'm sure there's a lot of tightly held opinions there that I'd love to help you discover. So if you're going to be at ISPCon, certainly look me up. I'd love to hook up on the conference floor for a coffee or a chat. Just drop me a note, ross at tucows.com, TUCOWS.com. Feel free to send me an email. But if you're in the area, try and make a point of attending. There's some great sessions. For instance, Wendy Seltzer from the Electronic Frontier Foundation is going to be doing a panel with some other folks, also from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and talk about the legal pressures that internet service providers face from all sides, whether that be from users, from the Recording Industry Artists Association, or from law enforcement itself. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is also in the process of drafting up a set of best practices designed to guide ISPs and web hosters through these confusing and potentially dangerous waters. That is one that I've got ticked off for definite attendance on, for myself. There's also some other great sessions. Just took a quick look at the roster this morning. Some sessions on phishing, how to get access to financing, a live network testing session in which they're going to put a simulated black hat on a few people to really illustrate where intrusion pressure is going to be coming from. It should be an interesting session. And of course, I'm always interested most in hearing about where things are heading, where the buzz is at, where their businesses are today. So it's definitely the case that if you're heading down, drop me a note. I'd love to chat. Or even if you want to hook up at our partner reception that we've got lined up on Wednesday night, hosted by Two Cows, of course, it will be a great way for me to reconnect with old contacts, certainly make a few new ones, and if you're looking to get a better sense of where Two Cows is going, that's where you should be on Wednesday night. Drop me a note. I'm more than happy to see what I can do to get you in. So I'm going to take a quick little break now and leave you with a track from one of my favorite Canadian singers. He's got a new CD out, and he covers on this entire CD, actually, not just this one track. He's covering one of my favorite British singers. David Bowie, oddly enough, wrote this track for the late Sharon Hines Dingle, who is a relation of Teresa Hines Carey, of course, and she is the wife of the who is the guy who must be sitting on the edge of his seat with everything crossed, John Carey, of course. Here's Danny Michel singing Young American from his latest CD. Danny Michel sings the songs of David Bowie.
Ridge. He lays her down, he frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing, am I still too young? He kissed her then and there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, it took her nowhere. Heaven knows she'd have taken anything. And all night she was a young American, young American, young American. She was a young American. All night she was a young American. Scanning life through the picture window, she finds a slinky vagabond. He coughs as he passes her Ford Mustang. Heaven forbid she'd have taken anything. But the freak and his type all for nothing. Misses a step and cuts his hand. Showing nothing, he swoops like a song. She cries, where have all Papa's heroes gone? All night, she was a young American. All the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs on the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 15 more? All night she was a young American. Young American, young American. She was a young American. All right, she was a young American. Remember your President Nixon? Do you remember all the bills you had to pay for even yesterday? Have you been un-American? Just you and your idol sing falsetto. Leather, leather everywhere. And not a mitt left.
just in case of a case of depression. Sit on your hands on the buses of life, laughing at all them apple sheeners.
Ain't that close to love?
Oh, ain't that close to love? That ain't no Barbie doll. Her heart's been broken just like you all. All night she was a young American.
Young American, young American. She was a young American.
All night she was a young American. You ain't a pimp, you ain't a hustler. The pimp's got a caddy and the lady's got a Chrysler. And black's got respect, white's got a soul train.
Mama's got cramps, baby, look at your handshake. I read the news today, oh boy.
You got a sweet and you got the feeling. Ain't there a man who can say no more? Ain't there no woman I can sock on the jaw? Ain't there a child I can hold without judging? Ain't there a pen that will write before they die? Ain't you proud that you still got faces? There ain't no one damn song that can make me
break down and cry. Was a young American. All night she was a young American.
Courage is just fear that instead of prayer.
It is quite unusual.
Women and children have been lost.
They will pay for it. And they will pay for it.
Will.
So beautiful, and your charm is so wonderful. already too late. It was already too late.
Well, that last track, of course, was George Bush singing Sunday, Bloody Sunday, a little bit of mimetic music from the blogosphere. Before that, we had Johnny Danger doing America, and kicking off the little theme interlude was Danny Michelle with David Bowie's Young Americans. So I've been thinking a little bit this week about where podcasting fits into the content universe. Picking up on this is certainly the case that this has been almost beaten to death, but it was something that we talked about at great length at the recent Gnomedex, and this stuff is important. Podcasting is important because what it's doing is it's opening up another avenue for which through which people can share content that they create. So this notion that people like my father, for instance, is going to set up his own internet radio station and do a podcast like Adam Curry is, that's not going to happen. But what is happening is that the technology that is being developed to enable the early adopters like Eric Rice and David Slusher and myself and Dave Weiner and everybody else out there that's doing this podcasting thing now, the result of that is going to morph and actually turn into tools that mass market can use. So it's part of a progression, and this is a really important time because we're learning the lessons we need to learn in order to make the technology accessible. So here's a bit. I don't want to trot over well-trodden ground again, but listen to this little bit by Dave Slusher. I think it's important. I'll cue it up here.
From the beginning, and this is going to be one of my counterexamples to that whole, I wish everything was in text because I can skim it faster, bloody blah, blah. Audio takes too long. Well, here's the point of this interview that it really was just part of the introduction text where Mark Freudenfelder says, I showed Jaime the Locas book, which is his compilation of most of the work of his career. I showed him a copy for the first time. He had never seen it. So there's that one dry sentence that represents that. Now here is what that sounded like.
So what Dave's talking about there, actually all that he's really talking about there is and it's certainly, listen to his broadcast if you want the complete context in which he says this, but all he's talking about there is that audio gives people, the listener a lot more human context than text by itself ever could. And this is a really, really powerful thing. The written word and the listened word are light years apart in the amount of information that you can unpack, and most of that is emotional, but most of that emotion is what makes people interested in these various technologies. So it's really, really, really important stuff, and for the most part, industry doesn't seem to get this. Listen to this excerpt, for instance, from one of the panels that I sat on at Gnomedex. And on this panel were people like myself, Robert Scoble, Jason Schellen, Adam Kalsey, and a few others. Apologies, guys, I couldn't remember everybody's name off the top of my head. But it's a bunch of right in the thick of it, technical people from industry and from right around the core of all this stuff. And even this panel seems to miss the fact that what we're talking about is the distribution of multimedia, audio, pictures, text, moving images, and all I'm hearing from this panel is that text is where it's at because industry thinks that doing multimedia is hard. So listen.
I think one of the problems with audio blogging and video blogging is the fact that it is self-contained. You can't easily quote from it. You can't easily excerpt from it. You can't easily link to it. You can't easily search it.
Ping it, track back it.
Right. So if multimedia blogging is going to take off, and I think it is debatable whether it will or should or anything else, but if it's going to, I think that those are the types of things that need to happen.
Hi, Alex Williams of DecisionCast, and we have a question from Rob Wright in South Carolina, and he says, come on, someone has got to mention BitTorrent and media blogging. Where's the podcast? So perhaps we can talk about that. It seems like a proper forum here with the people assembled.
Sure. So, hey, how's it going in, was it South Carolina?
South Carolina, yeah.
Wow, listening to us on IT Conversations. That's a great thing. Look at that, IT Conversations. They've taken the role of distributor of media. That's interesting, especially with this subject at hand. I think when Scoble talks about video, I'm not sure that I'm sold on this idea of a video auto-playing on my blog or being embedded in my blog. It's arguably interesting, but there might be a consumption thing to talk about, and I guess BitTorrent is perhaps a distributed solution to handle video files and audio files and things like that. But are we really distributing the load there, or is everyone's bandwidth bill just going to go up if everyone is on BitTorrent?
Something happened with Adam. He figured out a little bit of a format, and it got people excited about doing audio shows. The problem is I can consume 900 blogs in text in RSS. I can read that in about 3 hours. I can only listen to three people's audio blogs in 3 hours.
That's what I'm talking about. I think it's the consumption that's at issue.
But imagine if we were talking in these terms in 91 or 92 when we're saying, oh, you know, the web is really interesting, but geez, if we add graphics on links, we're just going to start sucking up this bandwidth. And geez, at 14.4, the experience is going to be absolutely terrible. You know, I think it's important that even though, you know, it may not be considered profitable for the telco infrastructure to offer real-time broadband or real bandwidth to users. You know, I don't consider what we have today to be real bandwidth or real high throughput bandwidth anyways. You know, just because it's unprofitable for them to do so doesn't mean we should stop challenging the boundaries of that infrastructure. You know, that's real important. What Adam's doing there is just amazing in that regard, because he's saying, to hell with that, I'm going to build what users want. Well, instead of saying it's not going to be a great experience.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody will solve it in the next year.
So that bit was an interchange between Jason Schellen and myself, and before that was a little bit by Adam Colsey. And all I could hear them say is, this is tough, not enough bandwidth, bad user experience, this is hard, not profitable. Certainly I'm perhaps putting words in their mouth. But guys, you know, that's what we're here for. You know, users do this stuff. We're here to fulfill that. You know, this isn't about making vlogging more widespread. And, you know, as Steve Gilmore points out, this isn't about geeks getting their rocks off either. This isn't about pirate radio stations. This is about end users latching onto the notion that they can share content with people they care about in terms that they can relate to. And that's just so huge and cool. I can't imagine that industry is missing this point so badly, in my opinion. You know, here's a little bit more from Steve Gilmore on that subject.
Okay. All right.
I would suggest that the very amount of concentration that this panel has devoted to this subject is proof of the incorrectness of the previous comments about the separation between this and what else is going on. If you look at what Adam Curry and Dave Weiner and others have been doing, they are essentially building the same model that started with blogs. They're building it again in the audio space. And to counter your comment about, you know, is this in search of a problem, the largest concentration of profits in the radio business is in drive time. And the iPodder or podcasting or iPod platform, whatever you want to call it, is the leading edge of a transition to cell phones that are capable of storing and caching this data while people are on the move. It is in the process of disintermediating in major technology centers like the Valley and Route 128 in Boston and in Seattle. It's disintermediating drive time radio. So this is not about personal geeks trying to figure out, you know, how to be able to broadcast their birthday photos. This is about a fundamental transition in the architecture of radio broadcasting, which is an enormous business. Now, whether that percolates over to the television industries, as Steve Jobs suggests it won't, or as Bill Gates suggests it will, is open for question. But to suggest that this is just some, I mean, I would suggest that those who are competitors of Six Apart take heart in the fact that they apparently are have a tin ear about what this transition is, and, you know, rapidly produce integrated clients across both blogs and audio and video material.
You know, it's a great statement that he makes there. You know, so let's talk about pictures, let's talk about videos, Let's talk about audio. These are all things that millions of end users are creating every single day. You know, hundreds of millions of end users, for that matter. They're creating this every single day. And like it or not, weblogging software doesn't make that creation and publication any easier. As a matter of fact, you know, it's almost it's a crime in a sense that the blogging software tends to bundle up all of these different media bits that people are creating and try and package as something else that it really isn't. You know, what I took away from this panel is that industry wants people to share using text because the web is text and text is easy for some reason. You know, sure it is, because that's where we're at today, but screw that. You know, let's tackle some of these tough problems.
And I think that's something I summarized a lot better at GnomeDex. You know, so here's my clip there.
We take ourselves back to 1910, which is arguably the height of the newspaper publishing. You know, the barons back then controlled the newspapers, they controlled the media, but it was all in print, and yeah, it had some pictures associated with it. But you bought somebody else's words, and they certainly weren't thinking about CNN back then. I think today it's like. We're in 1910 as it relates to the people's media. We have text, we have little pictures we can associate with that text, but we don't have the CNN version of the people's media. And I think that's really what people are seeing in things like podcasting or Feaster's experiments with enclosures, in that it is a way for me to have my own broadcasting capability and share what I want to share with other people, regardless of the format that I want to share it.
You know, so having heard that, you know, ask yourself a few questions. How many people write in diaries every single day? You know, it's a dying art. It certainly has some romanticism attached to it. But now, how many people are using their video cameras to record personal events on any given day? It's a huge number. How many people listen to the radio on any given day? How many people call each other on the telephone on any given day? How many people are using Skype? You know, these are all the terms by which people like to interrelate with one another. It's all very spoken. It's very verbal. It's very touchy-feely. But you know, to say we're not going to get into this area because of compression issues, because there might not be enough bandwidth to go around, you know, fuck that. That's just not cool in my books. You know, let's tackle some of these tough problems because, you know, actually here, listen to this clip. It's me, it's on my bike, and I recorded it using audioblog.com. And it's not notable in any regard except to note that I was on my bike. Actually, you know, I'll go into that when I get back here. One second.
Hey folks,
here it is.
Ross Rader from Random Bites Radio. Listening to Eric Rice from ericrice.com earlier this week, and he kind of did this neat podcasting traffic thing. And I thought that's like a great way to fill the time when you're in traffic. So I thought I'd try it. Here it is, Friday night.
So that clip is not notable in any regard, except for the fact that I was on my bike and I was recording an event that had some importance to me. It had some importance because I was being a goofball and I thought it would be funny. But, you know, I could have been describing a sunset to someone that wasn't there. I could have been doing a verbal thank you note to somebody who had done something nice to me that day. Or I was reporting live on location the details of a building that was burning down. You know, text can't do this stuff. You know, imagine how exciting that would be. On my way home today, on my bicycle, a building burnt down. And you sure, you could, if you're a good writer, you can wrap some emotion around that. But nothing would come even close, unless you're, you know, Pulitzer class. No text is going to come close for packing that much emotional data into that statement. So, you know, so folks, text sucks. Let's get over and let's get to work on solving some of those hard problems for those users. You know, that's what's exciting me, and it's where the web should be. So let's get to work on solving some of these hard problems. There's a lot of collective brain around out there. There's a lot of collective money around out there, and there's a lot of users asking for this kind of stuff. Let's figure out what those applications are, and let's start hitching it up. We've got the infrastructure in place. Adam proves that. It's been around for a number of years. Dave Weiner would be quite happy to fill you in on those details. It's dependable. It's open. It's accessible. And let's not let those excuses stand in our way. All right, well, that's got to be it for me today. I risk ranting and raving for the rest of the afternoon, and it's certainly the case that I've got to get some stuff done around here before the little kids start showing up and begging me for sweets to wreck their teeth with. Have yourself a great Halloween. Enjoy the election. I'm certainly enjoying watching it myself. Of course, I've got the luxury of doing it from another country. Today I'm going to leave you with a few tracks from Filthy Divine, Ray Nation, and Zerl. Enjoy the tunes, and don't forget that at the end of the day, I'm a real comment slut. Send me your criticisms, comments, complaints to ross@2cows.com, and thanks for subscribing. We'll talk to you again soon.
life lessons. I felt the Lord's presence, but I often strayed from the path he laid down. Choices I have made, Lord, I'm wishing I could change now. I don't mean your typical shit. I've seen and done things I'm trying to forget. The picture's so vivid, the paint is still wet. The pain is so great, I still get upset. But you gotta learn to live with regrets. But I got reasonable doubts, the jury's still out. My fate yet to be determined. Young and still learning, Dutch just stay burning. Hands of time turning. But I'm searching for direction. Where I start merging the several different versions of my person. Gemini twin, where do I begin? I'm no angel, my pants ain't low, but I wanna go to heaven if I can go. Even though my eyes are fire engine red, even though I am an Aphrodite dread, I'm a rider, freedom fighter, nice freestyler. Spit that fire, pass the Dutchie, then the lighter. All is iron, but take me higher. Illegitimacy, this ain't Augusta who found God after sex, lust, and hustling, but made his confession, changed his direction, saw the righteous path toward perfection. Insert yourself now, time for reflection. Ask yourself some really hard questions. Like, am I living for the present or carrying bags? Living in the past, I left them bags on solitary Ave. To start again, I gave up everything I had. My old life and everything that went with that. Cause the new me and that me don't match. I'm better than that. I know my self-worth and been through the hurt of some shit much worse. Came out of that by keeping God first. And I came out of that with some raps of this verse. Seems like I'm cursed since my birthday. Trying to break out the box in the worst way. When I pick up my check every other Thursday, it reoccurs to me why cats certainly foul mouth and angry. I feel they pain, but I pray every day to be a little less angry. Lord, that's why I pray every day to be a little less angry. I'm no angel, my pants ain't low, but I wanna go to heaven if I can go. Even though my eyes are fire engine red, even though I am an happy naughty dread, I'm a rider, freedom fighter, nice freestyler. Spit that fire, pass the Dutchie and the lighter. I am no angel, my pants ain't low, but I wanna go to heaven if I can go. Even though my eyes are fire engine red, even though I am an happy naughty dread, I'm a rider, freedom fighter, nice freestyler. Spit that fire, pass the Dutchie and the lighter. All is iron, but take me, I am.
We're teetering on the brink of chaos. No second thought, we've suffered enough loss. Don't blink, these fists we toss. Smoke the trees, don't fuck with the sauce. Siempre free in my corazón. You can depend on me, this world's a war zone. For just how long has it been this way? Singing your selfish song, this rat race I won't play. No more time will this injustice continue. Take back our world we built with muscle and sinew. With Bush in Iraq, you're getting bold. Killing David Kelly was cold. Watching our father sin, the shit has only begun. United and consolidated, we win. Tired of the hustle, every man slips in the end. The bigger the fall, the bigger you're pimping. No super villains like Doom, Joker, or Kingpin.
We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you remember I said, last words on my lips, I am a relative here. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people, I'm not the city. You got to make a decision. And the people are going to have to attack the city. The people are going to have to stand up against the city.
No slow life, it's only fast. All there is babies in jail for my comrades. It's tough trying to last as the system beats us back. The best try and fail, and even they never last. The snake eats his own tail. It seems the truth is a myth treated like gossip that just blows past. It can be said that the cats with the bread are male with skin that's pale. They just rape and pillage, brutalize the seas with oil spillage. Can't you hear it? It's globalization and it's coming to your village. So far, these are the laws of capitalism and the rights of white man privilege. College can't teach you that we're living in sacrilege. My support for the system I renege. Time to throw our shovels down. No more graves will we dig upon this ground. Fuck small, we're going big.
We might not be back, I might be in jail, I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can feel my head. Last words on my lips, I am a relative. And you're gonna have to keep on saying that. You're gonna have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people, I'm not the big. You got to make a decision. And the people are going to have to attack the big. The people are going to have to stand up against the big.
Transsexual or same-sex marriage, if that's your conclusion, just don't play games with the system and deal in illusion. Gender barriers smashed, it's time to kick this white man's ass. His story will never last. Taking the task, when we attack, we wear Zapatista masks. Behind our insurrection, we leave graffiti, peace, and tags. Neighborhoods become communes, melt down the gold and snatch back those silver spoons.
Said that I am a proletarian.
Bring our soldiers home. Greeds of our fathers falls on their shoulders for so long. Our brothers shouldn't be the victims of the long arm of these warmongers. Who of our heroes will stand and speak? Who won't put their stardom to use? We seek the truth, where's the weapons? This whole thing smells of deception. Impeach them all, and our reps too. Barbara Lee, the only one left when the shoe fall, and we'll make her present instead. The rest are in league to destroy this world. In this blizzard of lies, I see lizards inside. Right-wing ravage, I got a hollow point secret to tell Mike Savage. You don't have to be average. My hate creates the demise of the guys of the state. If you was wise, you'd relate. This life is like fighting in a pit of snakes. Cat Daddy, we'll do what it takes.